Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Tuesday, January the 27th. It is a great joy to be with you today. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. We come this way Monday through Friday on this station, and I certainly appreciate being on this great station. I hope you'll not only pray for me, but pray for this station. Many of the stations we're on are operated by churches, and I certainly appreciate that. And I thank God that for the churches and the men of God that have a burden for radio. I don't think radio is dead yet, and I think we ought to hang on and see what God's going to do here in the next few years. And I believe God's going to do something great. Now, I'll tell you, the day God tells me it's finished and the day God tells me to get out of it, I'll do it. But I have had no orders from headquarters. I don't get my orders from Raleigh, North Carolina. I don't get my orders from Washington, D.C. or Nashville or Columbia or Frankfurt or any of these other places. I get my orders from heaven. Amen. So God will tell me when it's time, amen, to do something different. But he hadn't told me that as of yet. I certainly appreciate being on the radio again today, and I certainly praise the Lord for being here. And may God bless you as you listen. If you'd like to write me this week, I would absolutely, positively love to hear from you. And I mean that. Got a nice letter from a dear lady the other day, and I appreciate that. And she said, I tell all my friends, don't call me now when Brother Cawthorn's on. I appreciate that. That made me feel good. And but you know what? If you'd like to write me this week, the mailing address is GBI. I found out the mail will come that way. GBI, Post Office Box 797. Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. They tell me it'll come that way. So G, just put three letters on there, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. All right, we'd be glad to hear from you this week. And remind you that you can download the GBI radio app. It's in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. You'll have access to our broadcast stations and our all-internet preaching station, PTG Radio. We had a church the other day that donated us over 600 sermons for PTG Radio, and I appreciate that. Amen. So we praise the Lord for what God's doing in these days. I tell you, the Lord's still alive. The Lord's still working. He's blessing, and I'm just excited. Father, on this Tuesday, I'm glad to be saved. I pray that you'll help us now and bless the message in Jesus' name. May it have free course in Jesus' name. Amen. Good old pot of pinto beans or a big old pot of beef stew. Amen. You may not like it, but I like that. Amen. And so it is with the preaching of the Word of God. I want a man to preach to me that has been with God. I want a man to preach to me that has talked to God about that message and about that particular message that he's going to bring. Oh, my friend, that seems so foreign to us in the day and hour in which we live in. But listen, friend, we need men of God to go outside the normal. Now, that people will tell you today, oh, just go ahead and get you something, grab you something to preach and grab you some outline, get you some outline book and all that kind of stuff. But I know that's against the grain. But I want to say to them, by the way, if you use somebody's outline and you can preach it and people get saved with it, I'm not mad about that. That ain't what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is this: make sure whatever you get's from God. Make sure, as one old preacher said, your assignment is from the Holy Ghost. You see, and have a zeal for prayer. Now, in Luke chapter number 22, and verse number 39, the Bible said, talking to Jesus, and he came out and went as he was wont. That's a very important word right there. To the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. He came out and went as he was wont. That means his custom. That means his habit. My friend, we must get back in the habit of prayer. You know, God has told us in 1 Timothy that to pray for our nation, that we will have peace, that we'll live a peaceable life. You know, I got to tell you, we're on the brink of World War III. Did you know that? And I got to tell you something that's going to shock you, but we're on the brink of civil war here in America. Did you know that? One politician came out the other day and said, choose whose side you're on. Well, friend, you know, they're dividing us up. They're trying to divide us up into blue states and red states. We're not blue states and red states. We're the United States. And, brother, the state of Kentucky has a motto. It says, United we stand, divided we fall. And I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock you, but America's going to fall one of these days. Now, some people believe that the rapture of the church will come before America falls. Well, let me say this. God don't owe America anything. God don't owe us special favors to allow the rapture to come before America falls. And I'll tell you why America's going to fall. I'll tell you why. Money. Money's driving everything. Now, I mean, that's the reason your inflation and cost is up and wages have to be this. People's making all kinds of money. And there are more people going to the doctor nowadays with depression. And by the way, I understand there's certain medications can help depression at times. I'm not against that. But I'm just simply telling you, if that's what you need. But what I'm saying to you is this. People never been more unhappy. And the Lord said they'd be that way in the book of Revelation, in the church of Laodicea. He said, you're poor, you're wretched, you're blind, you're miserable. I mean, friend, that's the way we live in this day. Nobody's happy. Why is it? I'll tell you why. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. My friend, we say, I'm praying for you. And people say, prayers. Well, wait a minute. Don't tell anybody you're praying for them unless you're praying for them. Now, if you get a text from me and you're a man of God, and part of my ministry is praying for our preachers. And if you get a text from me and you're a man of God, and I tell you I've been praying for you, I've been praying for you. I want you to understand that. And my friend, we need to go back to praying for each other. Amen. We've lost some great men. You think about, in the 20th century, some of our great praying men, Percy Ray and Hiles, Lee Robertson, Tom Malone, Dr. Sammy Allen. Of course, he left out in this century. But even in this 21st century, we've lost Dr. Stennett Ballew, Dr. Sammy Allen. Great men, great prayer warriors, great people that stayed with God. We've lost some saints of God that prayed. I had a dear radio listener. You hear me refer to her sometimes on the radio, Miss Hill. Miss Hill left out 10 years ago for glory. And we've lost great prayer warriors. And let me ask you a question. Who's picking up the prayer mantle? Do we have a consuming zeal for prayer? I tell you what you preachers ought to try. Why don't you try this on Saturday night? You pray. And you get full of God. And go to your pulpit on Sunday. Now listen to me, what I'm going to tell you. And if it don't make a difference to you, don't ever do it again. If it don't help the service, don't ever do it again. Just don't do it again. Just say, Catherine, don't know what he's talking about. Don't do it again. But I tell you, a call to prayer, a zeal. The psalmist said, I've got a zeal. Said, it's consumed me. He said, my enemies have forgotten God's words. They've went away from the Bible. But instead of holding the fort, instead of saying, oh, what a sad day we are, I said, I've got a consuming zeal. My friend, we don't need to hang the flag and fly it at half-mast and say this thing's over. This thing ain't over until the trumpet sounds. Now, I realize the Bible talked about the Laodicean church, but also the Bible gave them a chance to repent. I want you to understand that. So you see, we ought to have a overwhelming zeal for prayer. Amen. Amen. And Jesus went out as he was on. That was his habit. Luke 22 and verse number 40 says, and when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Now let's notice that. When he was at the place. What were the place? Now I know that I've recently done a series of messages on the radio on prayer, and I don't know exactly, but let me just give you this. If I'm repeating something I said a few weeks ago, it's all right. But you need a place where you pray. I have several places where I go and pray. And Matthew 6:6 is the best verse on secret place praying. He said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. I tell you, secret place praying will work. Amen. Now he's at the place. Then he gave them a reason for praying. He said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Now, Peter was there, and Peter slept. Peter went to sleep. Now, I want to tell you, the devil will fight you about praying more than any other thing. And I'm talking about a zeal for praying. for prayer. I'm talking about a zeal for prayer. I'm talking about getting with God. I'm talking about maybe not even saying words, just sitting before Him. I'm talking about praying about, you know, when you're talking to God, you need to let God talk to you about what you want to talk about, and then let God talk to you about what He wants to talk to you about. I used to say something, and I've heard other preachers say it, and it's really a wrong statement, so I try to correct it now. I used to say that when you're reading the Bible, that's God talking to you. And when you're praying, that's you talking to God. But that ain't necessarily exactly true. When you're reading the Bible, that is God talking to you. But when you're praying, it's a two-way thing. Not only are you talking to God, but God will talk back to you through the Holy Spirit of God. Now, God's never going to come to you in an audible voice, but God will answer things. Sometimes God doesn't talk to you through the Holy Spirit. He just works it all out. But prayer, ladies and gentlemen, prayer, amen, will work everything out. And so I want you to understand, that a zeal for prayer. Do you have a zeal for prayer? Now, I want to ask, young man, let me tell you something. I meet college students that listen to me on the radio. And I want to tell you what will change your life more than anything. Now listen, the brethren may say this and they may say that, but I don't pay them much attention. I figured out that it is not 15 men's opinion on what will help my ministry. I figured out that the Holy Ghost, now by the way, I'm not talking about not seeking counsel. I'm not talking about not seeking advice. I do that. And if I have a major decision, I've got men that I go to. But you need to get with God for your ministry. And if you want to shine for Jesus, you need to get with God and be anointed with fresh oil. In Psalm 92, it talked about being anointed with fresh oil. You know, David was anointed three times as king. First time he was anointed in the presence of his brethren. The second time, he was anointed from Judah. And the third time, he was anointed from all Israel. You know what that tells me? There is one indwelling of the Holy Spirit. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit comes inside to live in you. But ladies and gentlemen, there are many fillings of the Holy Spirit. And we need some men and some women, not just preachers, but we need some women. We need some young people. We need some young people to be filled with the Spirit. Now, I'm going to say something. You young people, if you're filled with the Spirit, you'll live for God in school. Now, a lot of people make excuses for the young people. Oh, they're under pressure. And I understand that. But let me tell you something. I got saved when I was 11 years old, and I'm not out of the ordinary. I'm a man of like passions as you are. I have a runny nose and stinking feet just like you do sometimes, all right? I have a headache. My hair is turning gray like some of yours, all right? Now, here's the thing about it. When I went to school, and I got saved at 11 years old when I went to school. I didn't have to have mama. Right? You say, well, my child is just so weak. Well, are they in the Bible and in prayer? Amen. I started reading a chapter of my Bible every day. When I was in the seventh grade, let's see, I'm trying to think now. Probably sixth grade. Yeah, I was in sixth grade when I started reading a chapter a day in the Bible, sixth grade. Now, wait a minute. Listen to me. I learned to live for God. And when the dancing come around, the squire dancing come around, I wrote the teacher a note. I had mom. I said, write the teacher a note and tell her I won't be participating in the squire dancing. Now you say, well, why is that? Well, friend, we come to the end of the radio broadcast for this Tuesday, January the 27th. It's been a great joy to be with you on radio. Hey, I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. Would you do that? You've been listening to a message entitled A Zeal That Consumes, R488-1, R488-1, or you can just put today's date on there. We will email you the message, or we can mail it to you. Our email address, comments@gbiradio.org, and our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.